Lord Jesus. Mightily, Lord, let your presence be made manifest. Everyone that has come here tonight and is under the sound of my voice will not go back the same. Lord, everyone that is here tonight will not go back the same. Lord, you will visit everyone at the very point of their needs in the name of Jesus. And you will settle our destinies. As a result of tonight's service, there shall be testimonies. We thank you for how far you have been dealing with us. We thank you because of the greater ways you are still yet to experience. We ask our Lord, you take perfect control. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. I want you to jam your hands together for the King of Kings. Before you have your seat, welcome your neighbor and tell your neighbor, welcome to another level. Welcome to another level. You can have your seats majestically. Maybe your neighbor doesn't understand that meaning of another level. I'll tell you another level. You know something? There are levels and there are levels. If someone is traveling abroad, let's say US for example, and he asks you, what can I get for you? I'm traveling to the US, what can I get for you? That's a level. And then you tell the person, I need a car, I need a perfume, I need nice shoes, I need nice bags, I need clothes, wristwatches and all of that. That's a level. But there's another level. If someone asks you, I'm going to the US, what can I get for you? And you said, nothing. I'm going to the US. Maybe you didn't hear me. Not US of Akata or US of Agege or US. I'm going to the US of A. And you said, what can I get for you? And you said, nothing. You are saying nothing, not because of pride, but because there is actually nothing he can get for you. You already have everything he can get. That's another level. You will get there. Some people prefer the first level, and some prefer the second level. But which level do you prefer? Second, okay. Some that their faith can't carry prefer the first. Hallelujah. You will get there. I decree you will get there. Tonight is overflowing grace for vision accomplishment. Hallelujah. Vision accomplishment. Somebody say vision. Overflowing grace for vision accomplishment. What is vision? Vision is foresight. It's a revelation. A true vision is the unfolding of the divine plan and purpose. Unfolding of divine plan and purpose. Everyone is created to fulfill a purpose here on earth. Vision is knowing what you are here to do on earth. Vision is knowing what you are here to do on earth. And it is a divine insight into God's plan for your life. It's a divine insight into God's plan for your life. Tonight, because it's a night of prayers, I'm not going to dwell. This topic is quite large. I'm not going to dwell much on it. But I'll just pick three keys that can help you accomplish your vision. And three keys that can hinder vision accomplishment as well. So key number one that can help vision accomplishment is discipline. Somebody say discipline. Discipline. A man of vision, you know, even if for all the days we have started in this 12 days of empowerment, if God has blessed you each day, every day up till now, if you are a man or a woman that lacks discipline, you are not going anywhere. I hope you know. There's a saying, discipline is the soul of an army. Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small number formidable. No matter how small, it's better to have a disciplined 2 than an undisciplined 100. A disciplined 2 is better than an undisciplined 100. Discipline is essential. If you have, everybody has a vision. If you don't know what you have been sent on earth to do tonight, God will reveal to you in the name of Jesus. But everybody has a purpose for which you are here on earth. Everybody has somebody to accomplish on earth. Everybody has something to do here on earth. Because we are going to go back there and make an account of what we have done here. So there's something we call vision accomplishment. And in order for you to accomplish your vision here on earth, somebody say discipline is needed. Discipline is needed. Joseph was a man whose discipline made him enjoy so much grace. He was a man that enjoyed grace because he was disciplined. Joseph was sold into slavery, we all know. He got into his master's house. His master placed him. He left him to do so many things. Joseph did not exploit his master because his master left him. He didn't exploit his master materially. And he didn't exploit his master what? Physically. By also sleeping with his wife. He didn't. He disciplined himself. And what? He found grace. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor grace. Discipline is essential. In Genesis chapter 9, from verse 1 to 4. Genesis 39, from verse 1 to 4. 39, sorry. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him off the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. And in verse 4, what did that say? He said, and Joseph found grace in his sight. Discipline made Joseph to find grace in the sight of his master. Brethren, if you must accomplish your vision this year, for all you have started, if you must accomplish, vision is essential. As a young lady, don't allow money to lure you away from your vision. You are a lady and you have proposed to keep yourself. That's a vision. You have proposed to get married. Yeah, you determined to get married someday. Don't allow the love of money to lure you away from that thing. Even for the men, some men allow money to lure. There are some things some guys do for money, all in the name of what? Lack of discipline. If you will obey and serve me, that's what the Bible says. If you will obey and serve me, it will make your days what? Prosperous, and your years will be in plenty. If you will obey and serve me, simple instruction. A lot of our youths are in a hurry to make money. You don't need to be in a hurry to make money. Do the right thing and every other thing will follow. Do the right thing and every other thing will follow. Tell your neighbor, do the right thing. As a man hopping, you know, some men to hop from one lady to another, all in the name of sampling. I want to get the best before I get married. If you cannot discipline yourself also in that area, you will end up not having a good person to marry. Hallelujah. You know, there was a time I heard a story. It was a true life story of a man that got married, and then he was lamenting. No, they said some months after he got married, he struck a cigarette and then he was smoking. The wife said, my husband, I thought you were a brother. What happened? Why all this smoking? He said, oh, I wanted to go to church. That's why I wanted to marry. That's why I went into the church to get a wife. And now that I've gotten a wife, I'm back to my full self. The lady too wore, I can't remember, I think wore some nasty clothes too. And lit her own cigarette. Even go okere. And then joined the stick and said, let's move on. Now he said, I thought you were your sister. For where? The same reason you came, the same reason I came. Hallelujah. You know something? I want to believe God matched them together. Is their own kind, met their own kind. If he was a man, I was full of discipline, he won't meet that kind of a lady in the church in the first place. Hallelujah. May your discipline make you end well. May your discipline make you end well. Somebody that lacked discipline and ended his destiny was a man called Samson. Pastor told us so much about Samson yesterday. Samson was so great a man that before he came to earth, angels announced his coming. I don't know how great you are. Did angels announce your own coming? Maybe you wanted to come and say, oh, Angel Gabriel, Kemi is about to come. Kemi is coming. Kemi is coming. Kemi is coming. Did angel announce your birth? Angels may not have announced your birth, but angel announced Samson. Why? Because he had a great vision to accomplish, but yet it thwarted it. He cut it short. Why? Because of lack of discipline. Lack of discipline. Because of time. The Bible didn't make us to tell. The Bible didn't tell us that he was under any fetish influence. He wasn't under any kind of jazz. He was just simple indiscipline. Tell your neighbor, discipline. Discipline cuts across so many areas. It cuts across so many areas. So many areas in terms of your time, in terms of yourself, in terms of your relationship. Discipline. This year, even in terms of expenses, discipline. If you are a man and you are desirous of a business, you require discipline to make that vision accomplished. If you are a man that wants to accomplish much, you have to discipline yourself. Maybe you are targeting to have a business by the end of the year. Start disciplining yourself in terms of your finance. Save towards it. Save towards it. You are a lady, you want to get married, save. Start saving towards it. Or you are somebody that you have a business plan already, and you already know the cost. Start discipline your expenses. Don't buy all the Ashebi that will be out this 2016. No. Ashebi A, Ashebi B. You cannot please everybody. I have a personal policy. I don't buy Ashebi. Even if it's an Obama, I don't care. That's me. I have a personal policy. So you have to discipline yourself in so many areas. If you must accomplish much, then you have to learn to discipline yourself. As a lady, it's not everything you see in the market that you buy. You have to discipline your purse. Discipline your time as well. In fact, this year, after tonight, don't go back the same way you have come. In the sense that, from now, plan your time. When you plan, it's part of discipline. If you cannot plan, you can't discipline yourself. Planning is part of discipline. If you want to have a good day ahead, today is Monday, right? If you want to have a good Tuesday, by the end of Monday, you can get a diary and plan 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. pray, 6 a.m. to 7, bath, 7 to 6, eat. Sorry, we are not permitted to eat now. So 7 to 8, go to this. You know, by the time you plan like that, and you keep to that plan, even if you don't keep to that plan, all the way, it must have helped you to curb excess time. You will not plan and say 9 to 11, gist with Bola, 11 to 12, watch season 1, 12 to 2, season 3. You won't do that. Once you are able to plan, it keeps a check on you. So tell your neighbor, get a diary and start planning from now. Planning is essential. It's essential. If you want to get married as a young man, start planning from now. Start saving little, and then God will help you. You can't. I tell some people that want to get married, I said, there's no perfect time to get married. If you must get married, start planning now, and then you know that you have set the day ahead. The Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. A disciplined man will surely accomplish much and his vision and will enjoy grace. Hallelujah. Number two key to vision accomplishment is fasting and praying. Somebody say fasting and prayer. Many great accomplishments don't come easy. Your ability to wait on God like this and pray helps you to accomplish much. Hallelujah. Esther was a woman that was faced with a challenge in Esther chapter 4, verse 16. She was faced with a particular situation and something happened. In order for her to accomplish that vision, she said something. She said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. If you must accomplish great things, and if you want to accomplish it well, having put discipline and plan in order, fasting and prayer is also essential. I wonder to myself that Esther, is for crying out loud, is your husband. Why would you need to fast and pray for your husband? In those days then, and if you read further, she said, the king has not sent for me even in 30 days. In other words, in the last 1 month, he has not set his eyes on the king. And yet, but this thing, she was able to get favor. If you move further down to Esther chapter 5 verse 2. In Esther 5 2. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she obtained favor. Somebody say favor. In his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So another version says she obtained grace. Hallelujah. Grace is obtainable. Vision is able to be accomplished if you are a man given to fasting and prayer. I pray all our prayer and fasting so far will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Number three is association. Tell your neighbor, association. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1. Psalm 1. Blessed is he that walketh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. If you go down further to verse 4. Verse 3. 3, please. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I love that. Whatsoever he doeth, everything he starts, he will accomplish. Everything he lays his hands upon, he will prosper. Why? Because of the result of verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel, that's walking, who you walk with. And blessed is the man that what? Standeth not in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Who you walk, who you stand, and who you sit with determines how you will end in verse 3. Hallelujah. Your association is essential in order to accomplish much in this year. If you have kept some association in 2015, good. But in 2016, you need to check your phone after the night service and delete some names. Delete them from your page. If you are going to Lagos and you go to a terminal or a bus station or a bus stop, you won't mingle with those that are going to Maiduguri if you are going to Lagos. Why? Because you are going to two different places entirely. Your association determines where you will end in life. Iron sharpeneth iron. So is a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Who you walk with this year determines where you will end up. I pray you will end up well this year in Jesus' name. Check the testimonies of your friends last year. If none is in line with where you want to be, then change them. Tell your neighbor, change your friends. If you check the testimonies of your friends and none of them is similar to where you want to go in life or where you want to be in life, there's no hard and fast rule. It's not by force to be your friend. We can be acquaintances, but it's high time I move on with my kind of friends. So if you want to change levels this year, check your friends. Tell your neighbor, check your friends. Check your friends. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Hallelujah. Hindrances to vision accomplishment. What are the things that can also upset? Part of the three things that can help to accomplish your vision: discipline, ensure you fast, keep good association. Some hindrances to vision accomplished. Number one, spell of ease. E-A-S-E. Somebody say spell of ease. Amos 6:1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. When you are at ease, you can't accomplish much. In fact, you may not even accomplish anything. At ease means when you are someone that you are contented with where you are. You don't want to move at all. You don't want to change levels. You are satisfied with always begging from people. You are satisfied with being a low impact person. You are satisfied being always at the receiving end. You are satisfied always having cause to say, I have a problem again. I have a problem this time. I have a problem here and there. You are satisfied with that. That's a spell of ease. You are too satisfied. You are too comfortable where you are. You believe where you are right now is where God has kept you and don't want to move ahead. You believe it is, you know, there's a saying here, but they say, Mubakadara, I have accepted my own faith. I have accepted my own destiny. Any destiny that is not of God is not acceptable. Don't accept anything lesser than what? Excellence. Because God has created us to come here and to shine. If in 2015, you have in one way or the other, you have begged, you have lacked, you have been poor, you have fallen short of God's expectation, 2016 is not permitted to remain the same. I want to clear you off that mentality. If you must accomplish much in this year, then you must live from that zone of ease. We call it the spell of ease. Tell your neighbor, leave the spell of ease. Because in the beginning, it was not so. So every spell of ease that makes you comfortable with your present status that is not comfortable, tonight you are broken away from it in Jesus' name. You know something? In 1 Samuel, let's open quickly to 1 Samuel. Hannah was a woman that her husband almost lured her into a spell of ease. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Hannah's husband almost lured her. 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 4. 1 Samuel 1 from verse 4. Alright. You know, I'll just paraphrase the story before we go there. 1 Samuel 1 verse 4. Elkanah, if you read the story, we are going to read together just a little. Her husband loved her so much. The man married two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. But the man so loved Hannah too much that the love of the husband almost cast a spell of ease on Hannah. But Hannah was a woman that would not allow that spell of ease. He said, my husband, I love you. But this one, no. This year, shake off every spell of ease. If Hannah had been comforted only with her husband's spell of ease, she may never have accomplished much. In fact, she may never have become the mother of Samuel today. Many of us, we are comfortable taking a cup to the tap. It is what you take to the tap that the tap will fill. If you take a cup to the tap, it will fill it. If you take a bowl to the tap, it will fill it. It will take, if you take what? Drum, storex, take it to the tap, it will fill it. All you need to do is, don't be comfortable with that cup alone. Go for more. Spell of ease. Let's quickly go through it and so that you can understand it. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Alright, from verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah. No. Sorry. Okay. Let's read from verse 3. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Verse 4. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife. Let's read from that. And to all her sons. Can you imagine? Peninnah had so much sons. And her daughters. Portions. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, as in something that is worth it. I'm sure it was worth much more than Peninnah's children's own. For he loved Hannah, but, somebody say but, the Lord had shut up her womb. If you read that, the Lord had shut up her womb. If it is a man that has shut up Hannah's womb, one can still say, Hannah can still be crying. And asking that, you know, Hannah can still cry to God and say, God, if a witch has shut up my womb, open it for me. But Bible made us, he said it was God himself that shut up Hannah's womb. When God has shut up Hannah's womb, then who else can Hannah cry to? When God has pressed somebody down, who can raise the person up? But you know what? Hannah refused to be under that spell of ease. Though it was God that shut up her womb. Let's read from verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. It was the Lord. So it was as if after her case, there is no other. Keep crying, Hannah. No, if God has said no to you, so who can you cry to that can say yes to you? Nobody. That was as if that was the end of the case of Hannah. But read further. And as he did so year by year, when she went, let's jump to verse 8. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to Hannah, why weepeth thou? Kilode tonke? And why eateth thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better off to thee than 10 sons? Elkanah gave Hannah anything she wanted. Anything, in fact, that 10 of Hannah's sons can buy for her. He tried to satisfy Hannah. But you know what? Hannah refused. It's not if she refused to be satisfied, but she refused to be under the spell of ease. She wept sore. She wept, you know, if you read further down, in verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul, prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And you know what? The rest is history. She made a vow in the next verse, and God answered her prayers. Tonight, every situation that has kept you on the same keda, every situation that has kept you on the same level, tonight the Lord is delivering you from it in the name of Jesus. But that is one thing. If you can do the way Hannah did, if you can cry to the Lord, cry. He is the one that shut up. Hannah cried to God, made a vow, and God freed her. Hannah refused to be on the same level, and so God had to attend to her. If you are comfortable being on that level you were in 2015, 2015 may be difficult for you to accomplish much. But if you refuse to be satisfied with that level you were in 2015 and cry out to God tonight, as you are going to cry out, He is our ever-present help, and He will come to your need tonight in Jesus' name. You know something, Pastor was saying some days ago, when we're challenged with our daughter, and then at night, I woke up at night and I will cry to the Lord. I came across this verse then. And my husband said, "You don't need to cry." I said, "No, I'm not crying to man. I'm doing what Hannah did, and I want to get a result." Hannah cried to the Lord, and made a vow, and God settled her. I did that, and God settled me. Brethren, if you are moved to make a vow to God, you can make a vow. Cry, as you're going to cry to God tonight, very soon, make your cry out to God. If God has said no on your situation, your cry out to Him can make Him say no back. If He has said no, He can make Him say yes back. Tell your neighbor, shake off from your spell of ease. Another person that was under that spell is in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. We're going to be very fast. Genesis chapter 11. There was a man called Terah. Genesis 11, 31. And Terah took Abraham his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. Let's get it. He prepared to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. He was going to Canaan, but he dwelt in where? Haran. In other words, Terah pitched his tent in Haran. 2016 is a fresh year for everybody. We are yet to get to our destination, but Haran is your present situation. Canaan is where you are still going. Canaan is that promised land that God has promised you. But if you keep dwelling on your present or your past situation, you are dwelling in your Haran. Leave your Haran, tell your neighbor, and get going for the Canaan land. Leave your Haran, tell your neighbor like you really mean it. Leave your Haran and get going for Canaan land. Terah settled. Terah drank the pill. We call it the settling down pill. Terah drank the pill. Drank the settling down pill of where? Haran. He sat there and he ended there. But you know what? When God had to use Abraham, He had to call him out of that place. That is not the promised land. Canaan land is where I'm taking you to. If you must go far this year, you have to keep moving. Tell your neighbor, keep moving. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Keep moving. Canaan is the target. Keep moving in order to accomplish much. Number two, the spirit of rivalry and competitive jealousy. Rivalry and competitive jealousy. Competition is a limitation. One person's growth is not the reason for another person's stagnation. I hope you know. If somebody is growing, if you have a lot of Igbos do this, they will have a line of businesses. You can have like 20 shops and they are all selling the same thing. A lot of times there's always competitive jealousy around. Some people use jars and so many things for each other. But you know what? One person's growth is not the reason for another person's stagnation. Face what God has called you into. If God has given you a vision of selling shoes, don't go and look for those that are selling paper. You don't have business there. Because you think that person is doing better than you, you now close your shoe business and say, paper is selling, I have to move there. You don't know what you want to get in life. And in other words, you won't be able to accomplish your vision in life. Don't, because somebody is holding mic and is singing beautifully well, you now leave tidy force and say, I'm coming to sing. Singing is where God has called me into it. If whatever God has called you, stay there, ask for his help, and he will lead you to help you accomplish it. You will accomplish much this year in the name of Jesus. I said you will accomplish much this year in the name of Jesus. The last one is premature arrival. Tell your neighbor, premature arrival. Premature arrival is like it's a feeling of self-assessment. You know, when you assess yourself by yourself, you think you have gotten to that level that you are there yet. It hinders you from accomplishing much. In 2 Samuel, let's read 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 12. 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 12. David arrived too soon and he began to mess up. And David perceived, somebody say perceive. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. You know what happened? Because David arrived too early, let's move to the next verse, verse 13. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem. Let's leave that. He arrived too early and he started messing up. He now passed the spirit of more concubines. He passed it on to his son Solomon. Hallelujah. I'm sure if he hadn't arrived too early, he may not have messed up in that area. He assessed himself. In Joshua chapter 12. Joshua chapter 12. Joshua chapter 12. We are all going to read together from verse 10. We will all read together. Joshua 12. When I tell you stop, we'll stop. Please, let's read together. You know, before we read, you know something? Joshua was a man that had good vision that God was using. But because of premature arrival, see what happened as well. Let's read together. The king of Jerusalem won. The king of Hebron won. One. Let's jump to verse 24. Verse 24. 24. One. And one. If you notice, all Joshua was at, he was counting all the cities that God had helped him to conquer. And they were what? He was counting them in ones. Let's move to Joshua chapter 13 and then see what God has in store for him. Joshua 13 from verse 1. No, okay, let's read from verse 1. 13 from verse 1. Joshua 13, 1. Let's read together. Now, Joshua was old. Thou art old and stricken in years. And there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Let's move on to the next verse. Now, see how God is counting for him. This is the land that yet remaineth. All the borders of the Philistines and all Geshuri. Move on. Let's continue to read. Is it we can't read the English. From Sihor. Okay, let's. From Sihor, which is. Those words are mouth twisting. Look, let's stop them. If we continue reading like that, mind the borders. Borders. Joshua was reading in once, but God was making him to understand that he is yet to accomplish what? Borders. From Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron, not what? Which is counted to the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, and those words are mouth breaking. Let's move to the next verse. Verse 14. from the south, all the land of the Canaanites, the Merah that is from the Sidonites unto the Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites. God was counting for Joshua in borders, but he was counting for himself in once. Hallelujah. Premature arrival. When you arrive before your time, it can make your vision to be cut short. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I will not arrive before my time. I will not arrive before my time. God is the one that sees the end from the beginning. When let me tell you the story of a young man. This is a true life story. This young man worked in a particular organization. And late last year, the young man was assessing himself by himself. You can't assess yourself by yourself. It's wrong. The young man was assessing himself by himself and said, I know what I'm doing for this organization. In fact, I know my worth. And I know how much I should be paid per time. But not knowing to him that the organization, as it were planning a promotion for him. But you know what he did? He messed up. He announced his arrival and said he deserves more to the management before the management themselves, decided to promote him. You understand what I'm trying to say? And because of that, his promotion was cut short. Don't arrive before your time. Let God be the one that will assess you. If you have a vision and you are running ahead, or understand, whatever you have attained per time, let God be the judge of that. Let him be the one that will assess you per time. If you have a business, keep running. If you think you have arrived, like Tara has sat down, you won't accomplish much. In fact, it may be difficult for you, because the way God is settling for you to accomplish may still be very far. Tell your neighbor, you will not arrive before your time. God is taking you higher. There's a song I like. Until I hear well done, until I hear well done, I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway, until I hear well done. Can you join me and let's sing together? Until I hear well done, hey, until I hear well done, I will never, never stop my journey halfway, halfway, until well done. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not stop your journey halfway. This year you will accomplish much. What will make you arrive before your time, the Lord will remove it for you. Every spell of ease is removed from your life. Let's jump on our feet and begin to appreciate him tonight as we are going to pray. Let's jump on our feet and begin to give him all the honor. Let's give him all adorations. Let's thank him. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, help me to be what you want me to be this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Help me to be what you want me to be this year. Help me to be what you want me to be this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray. It is the Bible says he's the one that knows the end even from the beginning. God is the one that can tell you what he wants for your life. Lord, help me to be what you want me to be this year. Are you praying? Help me to be what you want me to be this year. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be what you want me to be. In the name of Jesus. I will only become what you want me to become. In the name of Jesus. Hey, help me, Lord. Help me, help me. Maritally, academically, financially. Help me to be that which you want me to be this year. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want a resounding amen. I don't want us, please, let's reduce walking around. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Every altar undermining my progress. You know, it's a different thing for you. Having put discipline in place, having checked your friends, having fasted and prayed, and yet some things are still hindering your progress. We're going to pray that, Lord, everything, every altar undermining my destiny, every altar thwarting away my vision, making my vision look as if it cannot be accomplished, tonight, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Every altar undermining my destiny, every altar that is hindering me from assessing my that is hindering me from making my vision accomplished, tonight I set you on fire. Tonight I set you on fire in the name of Jesus. Tonight I set you on fire in the name of Jesus. Tonight I set you on fire in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. For some people, They call, Yorubas will permit me, I will try and explain it. Yorubas will say, Ogun Amubo. They take something, they start it, and it's I'm almost near completion. The thing just drops, and they're not even able to account for it. Some people walk. They have nothing to show for it. Some people, they walk like elephants and they eat like rats. We are going to pray. You know, for those kind of people, there are times some negative pronunciations must have gone forth. We are going to pray. Every negative pronunciation that has gone forth over my life, that has gone forth over my destiny, that is hindering me from accessing my destiny, hindering me from moving ahead, hindering me from moving forward, tonight, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every negative pronunciation that has hindered me from accomplishing much, that has made me to start up a project and will not make me to end it. Every negative pronunciation, tonight, catch fire. Tonight, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every negative pronunciation, every negative words that has gone into the air and has hindered me from accomplishing, and has hindered me from accomplishing much, and has hindered me from ending what I started, tonight, catch fire in the name of Jesus.